A simple immigrant, Albert Einstein, belonging to a Jewish family, born in Ulm, Germany, on Friday, 14 March 1879, and died in Princeton, Monday, 18 April 1955, naturalized Swiss and U.S. Since he was very young, he showed a reserved character and, because of dyslexia, he learned to speak very late. The love he felt for science made him impatient at the rigid scholastic rules, with the inevitable consequences on his performances as a student in Munich. Luckily, he could emigrate with his family to Milano. Then, he went for a year to undertake studies of repair at the Gymnasium in Aarau. After that, he entered at the Polytechnic of Zurich and graduated in 19. He began to work at the patent office in Bern, always dedicating much time to the study of physics, whose fruits gathered into three memories published in 1905. One of these memories revealed the principles of the theory of special relativity, first act toward the general theory of relativity that later will revolutionate the classical physics, repossessing the Newtonian known. In 1911 he moved to Prague and in 1914 was appointed director of the Institute of Physics of the University of Berlin, where he remained until 1933. In 1916 he publishes The Foundations of the Theory of General Relativity. In the 1921 he is honored with the Nobel Prize in Physics for his work in 1905 on the explanation photoelectric effect, for contribution to theoretical physics, in particular for the discovery of the law of the photoelectric effect. In January 1923, when Adolf Hitler ascended to his power, Einstein moved to the University of Princeton in New Jersey, United States, as guest professor. On 7 April of the same year was promulgated the law of the restoration of civil service, due to which all Jewish teachers were dismissed, and so in October 1923, he decided to move permanently in United States as immigrant and refugee. On the 9th July 1955, he presented in London, along with the philosopher Bernard Russell, a manifesto in favor of nuclear disarmament and the pacifist choice for humanity.